This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
So the past couple of potty recording weeks, I have seen two gals that seem to have a lot on their mind and seem to be trying to get out that door and get back to work because you've been really hard at a special little project. But today I come in and there seems to be a soul glow.
Yeah, we just this morning I called Serene and I said, it's done. It's finished. The new book. We completed. This very morning.
Wow. Mommy.
Dopamine Dan.
How long, thank you. Now, how long has this been going on? How long have you been working on this?
It was close to a year project.
Months.
And this is funny because the joke's on us. You know, it's time for a new book. We knew we were going to have to start getting book.
And our husbands actually said, don't do it. Put it off a year. You've got the radio thing starting up. You've got this and that. And we're like, it's just simple.
Cookbook. Let's do another cookbook. Everyone wants more recipes. Oh, yeah. And we said to each other, hey, let's just do a couple of hundred, no more than 200. Keep it doable. We got this. Don't stress ourselves out this time.
Yeah, because the last time it was just like, yeah, it was, yes.
Well, 370 odd recipes later.
Yeah, burning the candle at both ends later, you getting up at four for the last months, me like
last
not even
two
knowing
months.
How to.
Oh, and you, and this was, and this is why too, it's been such a push at the end because Serene, just when we, you know, we started into the book and then you had to take about 2.5 months off because your both sons ended up in hospital. One of her sons was in a tragic car accident, but he's pulled through and God has really helped him. Another son was fighting the cancer at the most crucial time. And so Serene couldn't even do anything for almost 3 months. So then you got back into it and you've just had to pour your soul and heart and every minute.
Bleed.
Now, what would you say is the theme of this book, or how does it maybe differentiate between a past cookbook?
Well, Trim Healthy Mama was the past cookbooks. But we really were like, women need to incorporate it with their family, so it's not just like the separate thing they're doing for themselves. They need to know how to do it, incorporate it for the crossover children, for, you know, everyone who's around the table in such a doable, quick way that celebrates the comfort food that America is used to.
Well, you've got a lot of international recipes because that's what you do, but we called it Trim Healthy Table because it's all about, hey, plonking this easy, great, filling food on the table, gather your family around, fill up, trim down, you can do this. It's about like, you know, recipes and meals that bring the family together and they're like warming and they're like, yes, I can do this. This is already the food that I was already feeding my family, but now it's trimming and now it's healthy and it's still delicious and I'm not pulling my hair out because this is doable.
I've had read cookbooks and tried to get into that and I just hung it up because it seems like such a commitment to make some of these meals. Does this take into account the real mom, you know, with
yeah,
a real
schedule? Yeah, that's what this is all about, real
life. Yeah. I mean, literally, our home situations, we're not your go-off-to-the-office woman, right? Which is nothing wrong with that. It's not our deal, not in my season either. And so we have, the whole time we were doing this cookbook, we were cooking all day.
Yeah.
Schooling the children, you know, having it all happen. So you can do one of those meals.
Yeah.
in your busy, chaotic life, because we were doing a million of them.
Yeah. And so that's actually what we kept in mind the whole time. How is this going to work with crazy lives? Because no, I don't know anyone that doesn't have a crazy life. I mean, I don't know anyone that sits around eating bonbons and goes and get their nails done 3 times a week. Who has time for that? We all have too much on our plates. And so Serene and I have really, really tried to make this doable in our different ways. Like, and Serene and I are very different. She's a purist. She has different ways of doing things. And I'm a drive-through sous. And we brought these together. I mean, we feud and compete all the way through the book because that's what we do. But people can glean from both of us and say, oh, I love what Serene does there. That makes sense. Or I love what Pearl does there. That's easier. And so we've just brought these two worlds and say, hey, bring this into your family. You can do this. Yeah, the title's Trim Healthy Table. Just the table. And and that's what we talk about, the power of the table.
Yes.
The power of the table, because these days, I mean, you look around. Do you know one family that is not touched by the epidemic of obesity and type 2 diabetes now is affecting children, not just adults, for the first time in history. And you know what they call type 2 diabetes? Serene, you do.
I thought they called it type 2 diabetes.
Well, it's actually known as the wasting disease.
Oh, wow.
When you think about most people that get
sugar
type
starves
2,
your body
type 2 diabetes, you know, you think it. Overweight. And sometimes it does come from being overweight, but because there's no nutrition, it's wasting your body. And so you can be overweight and still your body is wasting, and that's what's happening to children these days.
Isn't that so sad?
And so it's an epidemic. And so we're just teaching, start from the very beginning. You know, put this into your family. Teach these things.
See, how can we know this information and keep it just to the adults?
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, no, the next book we write, we have to incorporate children. We have to incorporate the children in that home that, you know, that maybe just still, you know, going along with what they're usually eating and what they're used to. But no, we need a way of doing it that incorporates the whole table, everybody sitting around that table.
We finally did a family garden out back.
Yay, Denny.
And I'm so looking forward to my kids being able to really just dig into a tomato and appreciate the taste. The taste of a tomato without having it competing with this intoxicating sugar crave that where they go, I can't eat that. And I have to say, since working with you two, that love has gotten a lot more real.
Aw, Danny.
Yeah, again, this is my first year doing a garden.
But
I mean, that's partly
but
your
actually, you're better
influence.
Than me, because I've never done a garden, but Serene's got a beautiful garden.
It's
going.
Beautiful. Yeah.
But, you know, that's... I just think, we want it to be doable for people. And we know that even though we're bringing the children in this time, that children aren't going to be suddenly perfect and following all the details of the Trim Healthy Mama plan. That's not what this book is about either. It's just
about they don't even have to know.
They don't have to know. You're going to bring beautiful meals to your family and to the dinner table, and they're going to scarf them up and hardly know that they're getting healthier. We hide veggies and everything, and we just make things nutritious and filling and yummy, and it's nothing to do with diet food.
Yeah.
And so that's really what this book, we just threw our heart and souls into it.
And we're done.
and did we mention we're done?
Oh, are you done? Is this the final book?
But
yes, it is our last hurrah, Pearl. We better shake on it.
We always say that when we write books, but
no,
yeah,
but
it feels that way
this time. You know what I mean? I mean,
it takes a lot. It takes a lot from our families. It takes every minute of our day.
I think there's
going to
be another
day.
Book from all the children on the hilltop here, you know, because then recipes by children for
Whoa.
Children.
Yeah,
you know,
I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, and then I thought maybe it like, you know, all these young marrieds that are here too. You know, all the brides?
Yeah.
Those young married brides.
They all do Trim Healthy Mama. They
bakers.
Bake.
Oh, my goodness.
Amazing.
They should come out with one, too.
Yeah, they do. They bring, they swing by baked goods to the office a lot, and it's a good day when they do that.
Oh, I know. But it's, I think this process, God really sustained us through it, through this time that you were in the hospital, Serene. Even though we were burning the candles at both ends, like, there was no minute to do anything.
Not even scratch.
I mean.
Itch.
We really relied on the peace of God to get us through. And I think there were times of stress, and then it was just like, no, he's brought us this far. He can take us
and
all the way.
And also, Pearl, it's kind of like what we've talked about recently too, the decision to what thoughts are we going to listen to? Because sometimes I'd be at the crossroads, and there was two thoughts in my brain warring. One was, I am so overwhelmed.
This is hard.
Didn't sign up for this. I can't be a full-time working woman and a full-time mother. Like I have too many children in my home for that. Like I can't. I'd have like the warring.
I had them
thoughts.
Too.
And then I had be like, God gave you this platform, Serene. He's not going to leave you there without the strength to do it. You can do this. You know.
I remember one day you encouraged me because I felt so overwhelmed. So this is too hard. It felt. Too hard, especially we're in three quarters of the way.
Oh, yeah. It's like transition and there's no going back to the,
And this book was really a big 11-pound baby we had to give birth to.
Oh,
it was an 11-pound baby.
I remember meeting you on a walk. We hadn't seen the sunlight for days because we're just in our kitchens and in our home. And we're like, we just had to get the sun to clear our heads. And neither of us knew that each one was going to be walking. We saw each other and we're like, we're just in transition. We're just going to have this baby.
Yeah. I know. But what was I going to say? You encouraged me and you said, Pearl, there's a lot to do today, but all you're called to is to do what you are called to today. Don't think about tomorrow. Don't think about next week. Because I kept thinking, how are we going to get this done in 6 weeks? Hold on. That's almost impossible.
And I would add up the days and all the work that you have to do on that day. And basically, it's like that scripture, sufficient today is the evil thereof. Yep. Not that writing this book was evil. But the point that is that it was a whole lot of work. So don't mound up the workload and put it on your back. Now, that could be even for Trim Healthy Mama. Like, don't mound up, okay, you got 80 pounds to lose.
Yeah.
Don't wear that 80 pounds to lose. Yeah. How long? What kind of self-control to take that? No, just wear that maybe the
today's the day that
the 0.00 of a pound that today is going to do. You know, just sufficient.
And Serene said to me, "Pro, you're not going to sit around, paint your nails and watch soap operas on TV, are you?" I'm like, "No, I'm going to work." She's like, "Well, you're going to work and today you're going to have peace." And so you were able to encourage me. And that's what we did. We took it day by day. Yeah. And now it's done. And thank you, God. And
I
just know this is going to minister to a lot of people. We certainly poured everything into it. And I think when I look at those recipes and I just think, oh, yeah, I can't wait till they make that one. I can't wait till they make that one. And we're going to see them all come back and the feedback and the pictures. And that's what I love.
And do you know what I'm excited about too? Because I've never scrapbooked in my life. You used to be a scrapbooker, Pearl. Yeah. Remember back in the day when people did things with paper and stuff like that?
Now it's all digital.
Age. Yeah. But I never was a scrapbooker and everything. And I felt like now I feel like I have something to have passed down to my girls.
Yeah.
Because oftentimes if I'll go away, you know, I'm the one that cooks
the
dinner. And they'll be like, "Mom, how do you make that such and such?"
Yeah.
And now I feel like, hey, here, you've got something solid with hand. You can pass down to your grandchildren of the food that we grew up eating in the house. So I feel like it's kind of like a journal.
And really the book is about, we have a lot of like easy soups in there. Meals also that can be one meal but sustain you as leftovers throughout the week too. Just doable things. Mm-hmm. We've got crock pot meals and we've got skillet meals and lots of big, big soups that are really filling. And we've got lots of single serve meals too, because some people, I mean, not everyone has a family that's doing our plan. We have singles, we have couples, or someone with just a baby or couple of toddlers. And so we've got a lot of quick 5 to 10 minute meals too. But you know, we weren't going to talk about this today.
No,
we had a subject.
Yeah. What is the subject?
The subject was, and actually subject? No, we can take 10 minutes on the subject. I wanted to talk about when people feel like it's too expensive to eat healthy. Actually, that comes into the book.
Yes.
Because all the way through this book, at the top of each page, you're going to see the label's NSI, no special ingredients. And if there are special ingredients, we put how to get around them. Because it's another mindset thinking that something's too expensive. It's just new, and that's when you get creative.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really good.
It's so true. Because Pearl, you and I don't buy white flour, white sugar. Right. You know, we don't go and buy Crisco shortening and things like that. So to us, that's odd special ingredients.
They are odd.
That we'd have to go out and purchase. So it's just like maybe some of these ingredients are new to your kitchen, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they're an extra expense because they're going to replace. Now, it may be more expensive than white flour, but it's going to make you so much healthier that you're actually going to save money because you're going to have to not pass by maybe that Starbucks for that $4.99 sugary latte to give you that pep because your Kellogg's cheap breakfast didn't give it to you.
Right. And so now you're really, you know, you got no energy and so you need sugar and Starbucks is expensive. Starbucks special drinks expensive.
Well, I tell you what, we have the money for what we want to have the money for.
And you seen poor smokers?
Absolutely. I mean,
there's many people in poverty that still buy the cigarettes.
Absolutely. I mean, I always, you know, seem to come up with the money for my light bill. I always seem to come up with the money for water. You know,
because we don't pay you enough, Denny. We're awful.
No. So my point is that when we decide that something is just going to be in our life, we come up with the ability to get it. And I've found the same thing. That was a huge block for me was I'm not paying money for organic and I'm not going to do the work to build a garden or any of those things. And I just, once I crossed over, not to hashtag anything from your plan, but once I crossed over, it was just lifestyle. And now I'm not comparing it anymore to the junk food. It's That's not
real. It's so true. And I think, though, there are ways to do it that are way less expensive.
Right. And you don't even need our so-called special ingredients. You don't even need those.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl. And I'm Pearl. And who are you?
Serene.
Okay, well, Serene, let's talk about when we first started Trim Healthy Mama.
Should we tell the deets about really how it was?
We never really have told the deets.
Should we tell the deets? Should we get down into the gutter of
down
that?
Down dirty.
Okay. Let's just listen to this out. We weren't just
when we started Trim Healthy Mama.
We weren't just slightly struggling financially. We were completely like, okay, Pearl, you want to start or you want I to start?
Starting. You just did it. just carry on.
Okay, well, let me start with my side of the fence because we were neighbors. My side of the fence, our farm was in foreclosure. Like literally we hadn't paid, sorry if I'm selling too many details, but paid the mortgage for a long, long time because my husband's work just went out from underneath him. And so he was looking and looking and finding just impossible to find work in the area. So he had to go to Kuwait and he was either out of state or out of country. And we were just trying to survive. We didn't have money to even buy the extra bag of beans.
And this is right at that time. My husband was working two jobs and actually one on the weekend. He would play his music on the weekend.
He even gave blood, I think, for money.
He gave plasma for money. But it was tough. But that's at the time when Trim Healthy Mama was being birthed.
Yeah.
And that's at the time when we were talking to each other on the phone and saying, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
This is amazing. Yeah. We had this birthing
inside of it. It was birthed out of poverty.
We didn't use any special ingredients. It was all whole foods. It was eggs in the morning, very cheap eggs. We didn't have money for organic. Serena had chickens running around. But sometimes you'd buy your eggs from Aldi. So
Because my chickens don't supply enough for our huge, large family. So we get the occasional wonderful, amazing golden globed egg. But most of the time, it's like 76 cent, dozens from Aldi's.
And then we were using eggs for breakfast and for lunch, just, very inexpensive things for our children. Your big thing was a whole pot of beans and you'd eat them as an e-meal.
Yeah.
And then your children would have them with that and some cheese for a crossover.
Because
beans were so inexpensive. Yeah. We'd have our salads with very inexpensive protein. I mean, we did
salmon fillets, for our very expensive superfood. They were our expensive superfood. They were frozen fillets from Aldi's.
Yeah. But I didn't have enough money for anything organic and yet I gained health just because I was getting rid of a whole bunch of starches in my life.
I remember putting down my Christmas list for whey protein from Swanson.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was huge.
So our special ingredients we asked for
Christmas and birthdays.
So we would make smoothies with the whey protein. That was our – and then we sweetened with pure stevia extract because it's so budget friendly. To this day, it is the most budget friendly sweetener.
We had
sweeter
no
than
sweetener.
Honey.
Yeah.
And so and it's hard to get sweets right with stevia, but we were just happy.
Yeah.
Maybe they weren't very sweet compared to what we can get them these days with Gentle Sweet, but we were just happy.
We were. Yeah.
And it was done so simply, and that's how we birthed this plan. Yeah. And now, we have special ingredients just because they make things easier and fun, and lots of ladies love them. Like ladies asked us to come up with a baking blend.
They did.
They wanted a sugar. They wanted a sweetener just like sugar.
Sweetener that was going to make their brownies, taste just like as sugar.
And these things are great, but you know what? If you don't have to use them.
No, not at all.
I mean, let's think of a day. Let's do a day without special ingredients.
Oatmeal or eggs in the morning.
Absolutely.
Nothing special to that. At lunchtime, rip up some romaine lettuce, have a yummy salmon fillet, not the expensive kind from Whole Foods, cheap Aldi's kind.
Or chicken
frozen,
breast on it.
Wild caught. Yeah, fantastic.
Snack in the afternoon, apple and a cheese stick or just a very few nuts if you want to stay in e-mode.
Yeah.
Dinner,
nighttime,
chili.
Yeah, what? Amazing.
Easy.
Right, yeah.
Or sweet, or for an E, like beans or sweet potatoes, side salad, tuna. These are easy, basic things.
Exactly.
That's good food. Another inexpensive breakfast is the Trim Healthy Pancakes. That was from the very first book because all they are is oats and egg whites and Greek yogurt.
But you know what I find is that when people say it's too expensive to eat healthy, it's just a statement that they really haven't researched behind it because – a lot of packaged food that junk food is expensive. Cereal is way more expensive than oatmeal.
Yeah. It's,
you know what I'm saying?
That's so true.
Hey, on that note, you know what else is expensive?
What, Danny, mate?
Driving through a drive-thru when you could make something. Remember, I think I was sharing this with you the other day. I always find that, you know, it's like, oh man, I got to get something to eat. I'm going to, but I don't have time.
Bucks.
But I don't have time, right?
Mm, yeah.
And then if, but when I time what it makes to put a fried egg on some toast, you know, it's way less time. Just knock it out.
Right. As far as time and as far as money,
yeah.
You go through fast food, you think cheap food, right?
Right.
You're not getting out of there for less than $5.99.
Yeah.
Taco Bell? I don't even go. What does it cost for a lunch at Taco Bell for an adult?
You're at about $7 to $9.
Okay, that's three quarters of a bag of baking bread. I don't know what the price is on our stuff even because I'm not in the business.
It's almost a bag of baking bread. That's gonna last you a month.
Yes. You see? Do you see people?
Yeah.
So that white bread roll is costing you way more per roll than baking bread.
But it's costing you health. That's the thing. It's expensive not to eat healthfully because you pay for it.
Great point.
You're going to pay for it down the line. You pay for it in lack of energy. You pay for it in how you feel. You pay for it in your moods. Mm-hmm. Your family pays for it when you're walking around cranky and blood sugar low.
Can I tell you something? We buy all our clothes from Goodwill. Now, even though we have the money to probably go to Target or whatever. Yeah. But we still go to Goodwill, right?
Oh, all the way up to Target, huh? Real high class.
Like we're like really on top
class.
Of it.
Target.
But I want to tell you though. What was my
point?
No, it was a great
choice. She's drinking a yuck yum bitty right there.
Yeah, my yuck yum bitty. No, but the deal is, guys, is that I literally got off my roll.
I know what the deal is. You're boasting at how lucrative Target shopping can be.
No, my point being is.
Shops at Goodwill.
Is that.
Now she's up to Target.
Pick what you want to spend your money on. Our grandpa, is not a grandpa, we call him granddad, always said to us growing up, if you're going to spend some money on something, spend it on food. Yes. Good food. Never skimp on food, right? Hey, say maybe you don't have a big enough budget, but maybe you just want to just go a little more easier on the clothes or the things or the stuff. You know what I'm trying to say is that...
Because food's important because it's feed, it's nourishing your children, it's nourishing your body.
Maybe you go cheaper on your skincare line. Maybe you go cheaper on your shampoo. Maybe you go, I mean, and feed the inside of your body and that beauty is going to shine out. So that's my point is, yes, eating is expensive, but so is good clothes expensive.
Yeah.
So is like brand name shoes expensive. You know, I know
think
a
are,
lot of,
you're saying so is, but I think it's so are.
So are. Okay, good on you, Grammar Queen. But the point is, you know, I see a lot of people that are budgeters that have brand name clothes. I don't wear no brand name clothes.
I'll tell you what, though, you can. I will admit that, like, say, white bread's very cheap. But let's do a lot of, you know, people, they get out their coupons and they think, I got 2 weeks full of groceries for $100, but let's look at what is in the cart.
But you also got 2 weeks worth of headaches and mood swings.
You're drinking your yuck yum bitty. You got your mouth full. It's just rude. It's rude to our mamas. Okay. Think about it. Yes, I'll admit.
<It's real laughs>
she's got yuck yum bitty dripping down her. For those of you who don't know about the yuck yum bitty, it is coming in our new book just because we've had so many people write in about it now because she brings a smoothie to our podcast and drinks it and it's her smoothie and it's sort of so yuck. Like when I taste it, it's like, ooh. But then it's yum. And you grow to like it because it's like this bitter chocolate.
Do you know what it is? It's absolute suspense in a suspense in a mouthful because you go to the very, 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 very precipice of yum. You take yum as far as you can go till it teeters on the edge of yuck. But you don't fall into yuck. You stay there at yum and you don't know. For a second of the year, there you think, is it going to be yuck? Ooh, it is yuck. No, it's still yum. It's like going to
it's
the edge.
It's actually good. It's my favorite drink and she's converted me. It's in the new book. But anyway, all I was saying was, oh yeah, what else is in your cart? Okay, so you got some white bread because that's cheap. You got white tortillas because, hey, they're cheap. You've got some grocery store brand potato chips. You got some ramen noodles, more white noodles. You got your packaged macaroni and cheese. That's cheap stuff, I'm telling you. What else do you put in there, Danny?
Am I the poster child putting in the wrong
Serene
stuff?
Serene doesn't know.
I just have no idea.
Danny's surely done it.
You're like, what do they do out there? What do those people put in their carts?
I just love to go.
Danny?
My mouth drops wide open sometimes when I'm at Walmart. Pearl's like, Close the jaw. Lift it up a little bit.
Be kind. No, but listen, some people were brought up that way. They don't even know how to change. So we're gently showing people how they can change.
No, I love them. I'm kind. It's just shocking.
It's shocking because it's not. So all those things are in your cart, but I'm telling you, you might think you bought a lot of food. You haven't bought any food.
Wow.
You bought glue. You brought craft.
White starch.
Mache, what do you call it?
Paper mache. Because it's going to stick to your intestines and raise your blood sugar. That's all it's going to do. It's not going to offer you any nutrition.
You've brought yourself a card of sickness. See, it's not like we're calling health food like food and the other, it's not, and the other thing, food too. No, it's not food. You see, originally wheat was not what wheat is these days. What it is these days is not food. It's a perverted, morphed weirdness, right? It's what do you call it?
It's hybridized and puffed up and GMO. What do you call that stuff?
Frankenfood. It's Frankenfood. It's not food. So really there's no debate, oh, this is more expensive food than that food. No, that food ain't food.
That's true.
So there's only one, the only kind of food.
Has to be food.
That has to be food and it's just one price. I mean, you can get like a few deals here and there because the other stuff ain't food, people.
And I do think though, Serene, you know, when people, we know what it is to struggle, okay? Mm. And so I don't think.
Lentils are cheap.
Beans are cheap. Yes. And then we utilize those things. You make great lentil soup. Oh man, when we first started the plan, we used to live on lentil soup. It would last us 3 days.
And I would turn like pasteurized, before we like had cows and goats and all that stuff, I would turn pasteurized Aldi's milk into live probiotic kefir. And that was like one of our main proteins.
I was still too lazy to do that.
But what I'm saying is that was.
But all my, okay.
You get that on Wick.
Yeah.
And you turn it into like a superfood.
I used to use Wick and get the natural peanut butter and things like that. But what I wanted to say was.
The yuck yuck is taking over.
Oh, you don't. Now, organic's great. Listen, when you can, get organic. And there's a couple of things that I still don't do organic, even though Trim Healthy Mama took off and we're now blessed and God blessed us amazingly. And we no longer struggle financially, but I still don't do everything organic.
I can't buy organic fruit.
We've got a big family.
Do that because my children go through like. Nine bags of oranges.
But people think to eat healthy that you suddenly have to have go to Whole Foods and buy all your groceries there and have a whole cart full of organic. But just balancing your blood sugar without all these puffed up starches does more good for you than going to a health food store and buying organic macaroni and cheese, which is still going to be glue in your system.
Rainforest friendly trade.
Yeah, don't let the package, you know, the package is all brown and it's like. It's so earthy looking, and it says organic and
organic unbleached flour.
Oh, I'm guilty.
See, you go and buy that pizza there, and it's still glue.
It's still white glue, just because it says organic. So you just be smart, and maybe you're buying something that's not organic. Maybe you're buying ground beef and chicken, and then you're buying salad, and you're putting that together. It's better for you than that package of organic stuff over there. And so you just be smart and you just be simple about it, and you can eat healthfully.
And also, you know, talking to purists out there. It's better to feed your child the protein that's stabilizing their blood sugar and just building their body and being able to give them the opportunity of frying four eggs up in the morning, growing teenagers if they need it or more, right? Than saying, we only can afford one egg per day because we're buying the $6.99 dozen from Whole Foods, pasture raised.
They're so expensive. Yeah. They're like $6.99 for organic. And that's why people think they can't afford good food. I think expectations of purism is too high.
But just know, Pearl and I who wrote the book, we buy 67 cents half or 76 cents at Aldi.
Depends upon the week.
Right. I buy 10 dozen a week. Aldi's eggs. Those are the eggs that we're experimenting for the book that we're using in our home. That we got rid of all
organic?
Of our problems on.
No, okay. Aldi's is pretty great. Okay.
I tell you what, those yolks are more yellow than some of the expensive brands. Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, I've actually noticed that in Aldi eggs as well. That's funny you said that. They're more of a neon-ish, like seems to be more vibrant.
It is.
You know, and hey, we know they're good because there's a scripture when you open
I know, there's a Bible scripture when you open the lid, they're blessed.
Oh, these blessed eggs, special blessed eggs.
Blessed eggs.
And the other thing is, just getting a little bit scripture we always do on our podcast, is that, you know, You do what you can afford, and if all you can afford is non-organic, pray over it and bless it and believe it.
And believe it and keep a happy face and don't worry over it. Because worry is more harmful for you than that non-organic egg. Yeah. I'm telling you.
If God's not going to provide the $1 billion to buy those organic eggs. He's going to provide the protection because he says, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper in health, even as your soul prospers. He wants us to be healthy. And listen, if we're living in a day and an age where, you know, there are like some crazy eggs out there and that's all you can afford, he's going to bless them.
Hey, but let my male logistical side come in here for just a minute.
Yeah.
Because I had to really comb through what I was spending money on while I was saying I couldn't afford quality, whole, real foods.
Mm-hmm.
And what I was spending my time on while I was saying I don't have the time for a garden.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had to get real with really what I wanted out of life, I think, too.
Yeah, that's true, Danny.
Yeah, that's true because I always say I'm not a gardener and I don't like the hot and I don't like the heat and I don't like spiders. I don't like but you know what? If I really wanted to, I could get out there and do it.
But I want to tell you, I don't want us to be sounding contradictory because we're saying contradictory because we're saying the Aldi's eggs, blah, blah, blah. And there'll be people out there saying, would they're what do you call it? Something hatched. They're
battery.
Battery hatched and blah, 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 blah. So that's not the real food you're talking about. That's the fake food. No, but what we're talking about is that's still real food. It hasn't had stuff stripped out, and we're not talking about
devitalized
food. You know,
Absolutely.
So there is a difference there. So you know, we're not contradicting because there is a place where you cannot afford the $6.99 eggs.
There is that.
That
place. Absolutely. You know,
I can't afford that.
No, neither can I.
But maybe if we had less children, maybe it was just my husband and I.
Yeah.
I might be able to.
Yeah, and just a couple of children maybe.
But we're all in different seasons and have different families.
Yeah, and I want to be able to say yes to my boys who are like growing super, super, super like inches a day. And I don't want to say, nope, 3 more hours and you can just last on 2 eggs. They need 5 or 6 eggs.
That's a lot. Your boys eat more eggs. I limit my boys to 4.
Oh, no, no, no. My boys, they have unlimited amount of eggs they can fry up.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, I think, did we cover this well enough? You totally can do this.
I'm convinced.
It's not too expensive. It's all about mindset. It's all about getting creative. If you can't afford the special ingredients, there's ways around them. It's not about necessarily organic. It's just about smart. And you can do this where you are, in your season, at your local grocery store. Hey, it's doable.
Preach it, sister.
Hey, you want to hear from us? Do you have something specific you want to hear from Serene or yours truly? Just write in your questions and send them into support@trimhealthymama.com and we will get them.
Let's go back to our inbox and grab an email here.
This one's from Betsy. Betsy says, I want to talk about the subject of goal weight. How do you even figure it out? How low is too low? Too little? How will I maintain?
You know what? This is an excellent question. And I think, personally, if you don't mind me blabbing on first, Pearl.
Well, you're going to do it anyway.
I'm going to do it anyway. So anyway, I think you almost need to have an accountability partner if you think that you are a person who may get to what you wanted to be goal and then not stick to it. Because it's like, you know, some people can lose. My goal is to lose 25 pounds. They lose it and then they say, ooh, 10 more may not be so bad, you know, and then they'll keep losing and then almost get an anorexia about it, thinking skinnier is better when it's not.
Right.
So to have an accountability partner saying, you're done, I think you need to.
And you know what? We were that for one another, Serene. Yes. Remember when I was on my way to goal weight and we have to have someone who really you trust and you care about saying, enough.
Yeah, you are just getting skinny and that's awful.
Please not healthy.
Eat some crossovers.
And, you know, our husbands, they want a little meat on our bones. It's not about being skinny. It's about being nourished. And so it doesn't necessarily mean a number on the scale because we are pretty much close to the same height. You're a little bit taller than me.
And I weigh, 10 pounds more than you. Easy.
We're different body frames. You know, you can have someone who's 5'5" weigh a certain amount and someone who's 5'10" weigh a certain amount and they'll look completely different.
And almost it's not about the number because you could say, okay, my goal is to lose 25 pounds. But do you know what? If you started even exercising and even eating more protein-centered meals, you will build more muscle and you may actually end up losing more than 25 pounds
at that 25 pound mark, it could be like 30.
But it doesn't reflect on the scale.
It doesn't, yes.
So, yeah. So it's a good question.
I am skinnier now than I used to be, but I weigh more.
Yeah.
So be careful with the scale.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.